From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon wants to see a greater emphasis on fair and impartial policing in the state's law enforcement training program. As KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, Nixon was in Kansas City yesterday to announce he's tasked the Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission with making some changes.
Nixon says Missouri's police training requirements haven't undergone a significant revision since 1996.
And the actions of last summer, not only in Ferguson, but around the country over the last year, has told us in a very clear way that we have an opportunity to lead, and we're going to do just that.
Lane Roberts with the Missouri Department of Public Safety says when he began his career in law enforcement more than four decades ago, there was little training for police officers. That's changed, but those rules and standards aren't enough.
However, it's insufficient just to be procedurally correct. The end result, if it's not justice, misses the mark.
In addition to fair and impartial policing techniques, Nixon says he'd also like to see a renewed focus on tactical training and officer well-being. In Kansas City, I'm Ellie Moxley.
A state report says water seeping through a pond's clay liner likely led to the massive sinkhole at a Branson area golf course. The Springfield News Leader reports the State Department of Natural Resources also says Bass Pro Shops, which owns the Top of the Rock golf course, should fill the sinkhole with rocks and install a plastic liner on top of the clay barrier to prevent future sinkholes. Martin McDonald, Bass Pro's Director of Conservation, says Bass Pro is, quote, excited about the geology beneath the sinkhole and is preparing an update. St. Louis's mayor has nominated seven candidates for an eventual civilian oversight board that will review complaints against the city's police. Mayor Francis Slay's office says the candidates were chosen from a pool of nearly 50 hopefuls for the board. Slay's selections are multicultural and include a bank employee, self-employed business owners, retirees, and current and past administrators of community organizations. The city's Public Safety Committee will hold a November public hearing on the nominees, and the St. Louis Board of Aldermen eventually will vote on whether to confirm them. The board will have the power to make recommendations, but will not have disciplinary authority. It will review evidence and witness statements from police internal affairs investigations, then report its finding to the public safety director and police chief. The chairman of a Missouri panel that regulates utilities such as electric and natural gas companies is taking a job at a California utility company. Pacific Gas and Electric Company reported today that it has hired Missouri Public Service Commission Chairman Robert Kenny as its vice president for regulatory relations. Kenny will join the company at the end of August. Kenny has been chairman of the Missouri Regulatory Panel since 2013 and a member of the commission since 2009. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon announced last month he's appointing former Democratic State Senator Maida Coleman to replace Kenny. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.